AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The White House says the federal website to request free coronavirus tests will begin accepting orders Wednesday. Supplies will be limited to just 4 free tests per home on covidtest.gov. There will be no charge for shipping. FEMA's Deanne Criswell says the states that need help handling an overflow number of virus cases are getting that help.
We are just sending staff. That is the request that they had. Our regional administrators have been in constant communication with our state emergency management directors and state public health directors throughout this pandemic, and we have been conducting recently facility expansion assistance.
President Biden says work has started to repair and upgrade highway bridges as part of the infrastructure law, which was approved in November.
There's a lot of talk about disappointments and things we haven't gotten done. We're going to get a lot of them done, I might add. But this is something we did get done, and it's of enormous consequence to the country.
The president has been struggling to move forward a voting rights bill in the Senate. Press Secretary Jen Psaki says it is not over.
An agenda doesn't wrap up in 1 year. We are going to continue to fight for every component of his agenda and his plans for his presidency that he outlined when he was running for president.
The White House says intelligence officials have determined a Russian effort is underway to create a pretext for its troops to further invade Ukraine, what's called a false flag operation in eastern Ukraine. A federal judge in New York ordered Martin Shkreli to return more than $64 million in profits he and his company reaped from inflating the price of the life-saving drug Daraprim and barred him from involvement in the pharmaceutical industry for the rest of his life. A state lawmaker in Connecticut is planning to introduce a bill requiring all hockey players to wear a neck guard or similar device during practice or games. A 10th grade player died in Connecticut after his neck was cut by a skate. This is AP News. Another one of the 10 Republicans in the House who voted to impeach Donald Trump is not running for another term.
To allow the president of the United States to incite this attack without consequences is a direct threat to the future of this democracy. For this reason, I will vote to impeach this president.
That's New York Congressman John Katko in remarks on the House floor in January of last year. He's now the third of the 10 GOP members who voted to impeach Trump to say they won't seek re-election. In a statement, he says he made the decision so he could enjoy his family and life in a fuller and more present way. The 59-year-old was seen as a moderate whose congressional career was on the rise. But Katko faced a backlash from Republicans after voting to impeach Trump and at least one primary challenger in his central New York district. Ben Thomas, Washington.
A judge in Illinois could be facing discipline after he mocked an attorney in comments that he apparently did not realize were being broadcast live on YouTube. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.